This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2176, The Holiday Decluttering Guide to Make Room for More Comfort and Joy by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading to you every day, including holidays, for almost 6 years. Today is a holiday here in the US. It's Thanksgiving. I'm always so thankful for you listening and sharing the show. So thank you for being here today and every day. I hope you're having a safe and happy Thanksgiving if you're celebrating. And today I have a nice holiday post from Courtney Carver. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Holiday Decluttering Guide to Make Room for More Comfort and Joy by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. One word that often comes to mind when thinking about the holidays is more. There's more giving, more getting, more doing, spending, having, loving, falling behind, catching up, and getting run down. There's also more opportunity for comfort and joy and love and connection, but only if we make room for it. Take time now to do some intentional decluttering so the more of the holidays doesn't turn into too much. Use this holiday decluttering guide to make room for more peace, love, light, comfort, and joy during the holidays and any time thereafter. Home. A pre-holiday sweep will make room for holiday decor, winter boots, and other seasonal stuff. Put the ornaments and other holiday stuff you decorate with through a decluttering filter too. Just because you've saved something for decades doesn't mean you are obligated to keep it forever. If you aren't displaying it or don't like it, donate it. Schedule. How do you want to spend the holiday season? If silent nights sound more inviting than party hopping, be socially selective. You aren't required to say yes to every invitation. Look at your regular calendar too. Build in time to take care of yourself and don't overschedule. Leave room for holiday magic. White space in November and December equals magic. Heart. The holidays can trigger heavy hearts and put a spotlight on struggling relationships. If your heart already feels heavy, seek ways to lighten it up. Journaling, daily walks, meditating, engaging in difficult conversations, even asking for professional help may all be part of the treatment plan. My close friend and mind-body therapist, Rachel Shankin, recommends the following exercise to feed your heart a little light. Set a timer for 3 minutes. Sit tall. Close your eyes and bring your hands to your heart. Start by noticing the sensation of your hands against your chest. Take a big breath right into the spot underneath where your hands are, feeling the breath inflate your chest. As you continue to breathe, visualize a warm, white light surrounding your heart and radiating out into your hands. With each inhale, imagine the soft white light expanding around your heart and shining throughout your whole chest. With each exhale, visualize that same soft light radiating from your heart back into your hands. When the timer rings, notice what has shifted inside you. You'll also love Rachel's 15 body, mind, fast facts, fixes, and tricks to make your life better. Some take even less than 3 minutes. Mind. If your mind starts to spin with visions of sugar plums and all the things you have to make, bake, ship, buy, and do, take a big, deep breath. A consistent mindfulness practice will help you put things in perspective. Calm.com offers a variety of guided, timed, and open meditation practices, including loving kindness meditations, body scans, and sleep stories, my new favorite thing. Money. There's so much pressure to overspend during the holidays, but resist. Don't give out of obligation, comparison, or fear about what people will think. Respect your budget and your heart when you give and spend over the next 2 months and beyond. Digital. You're about to get an email from any business who has your email address. Even if you have never heard from them before, there are gift guides, reminders of how to spend your money in case you forgot, and lots of other festive messages are about to take over your inbox. Unsubscribe, filter out, or simply delete any message that isn't of immediate interest. To further resist digital overwhelm, set some parameters for yourself and consider going internet light for the holidays. Traditions and obligations. Hold on to the traditions that warm your heart, but let go of the others, especially the ones you resent or find exhausting. Just ask yourself, does this fill my heart or empty it? Give yourself permission to engage in the holidays in ways that fill your heart and soul. You. Just because everything is crazy around you doesn't mean everything has to be crazy within you. One quote that often reminds me of this truth is from Pema Chodron, quote, "You are the sky. Everything else, it's just the weather," end quote. Take care of yourself. It's the best gift you can give yourself and everyone you love. You just listened to the post titled, "The Holiday Decluttering Guide to Make Room for More Comfort and Joy" by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Courtney, a popular minimalist that I've been reading from for years with multiple books worth checking out. You can find them all at bemorewithless.com. And she mentioned a couple of authors in this post. Pema Chodron, also a popular writer. She covers meditation a lot, among other things, a really popular book of hers that I have yet to read, but has been recommended both on this show and off this show to me personally, is called When Things Fall Apart. And then Rachel Shankin of Mind Body Wise was also mentioned. And that's an author that we have permission to narrate on our podcasts. I believe I've read her articles here, but more commonly you'll hear them over on my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily. So for more from Rachel, definitely check out that show. Again, that's Optimal Health Daily. I'm sure my brother Neil will be very thankful if you check out his show, especially today on Thanksgiving. And speaking of, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Thank you again for listening and sharing the show and being here every day. Your support has changed my life for the better, along with the old team members here. Really means a lot to all of us. So have a great day and weekend, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.